Welcome to the Artist Academy podcast, the place where we focus on the business side of art to help you attract more customers, increase profits, and ultimately live a life of creativity and financial freedom. I'm your host, Andrea Earhart, and this week's episode is the prequel to what's upcoming for our May Mural Month. This is one of my favorite times on the podcast. Every year, I interview some of the best muralists that are recommended to me through Artist Academy members. And I talk to them about business, how they are building their mural careers, how they're pricing, some stories. Those are my favorite, just to get the stories out of them of things that have gone wrong, funny things that have happened, customer nightmares, things to learn from, positive things, negative things. It's just, I love talking to muralists who have been doing this for a long time, longer than me, and have so much knowledge within them. So expect some really good interviews coming on the podcast during the month of May. Plus, I'm going to be reaching in the vault of the Artist Academy podcast episodes. So back 2-3 years ago or longer. And I've picked out a couple of them. I haven't picked out all of them yet, but interviews with muralists who are just killing it that you probably haven't heard yet. Or maybe you have, and maybe you listened to it 3 years ago or 4 years ago. And I think it's just worth re-listening. Some of these episodes where I've gotten the most comments on or the most memorable or they've told the best stories or whatever it is, I'm going to be bringing those back as well. So we're going to have 8 episodes upcoming for the month of May for all things murals, which is my favorite subject because that is how I make the majority of my income, and combined with nowadays working about part-time, still making good money. And now I'm diving into hobbies and gardening, and I'm not going to tell you all about that, but just know I'm living a very relaxed life now that I've done the hustle early on to build my skills as a muralist and build up my name and do all of that. I feel like I've put in the hustle work, and recently I've just been chilling. And it's such a funny place to be, not to complain at all, but it's kind of tough to have all your life have worked for to be, you know, one day I'm going to make it. One day I'm going to be at this place. One day I'm going to make X amount of income. And then now I'm here. And it's like, okay, I constantly have to tell myself, no, you don't need to keep chasing. Just relax. Maybe take a nap. Maybe take up another hobby, start another craft project. Not everything needs to make money. And just stepping back and chilling out, hanging out with my baby and my husband, and just enjoying the rewards of the hustle that I've spent a long time doing. It's like turning my brain off from that. It's very different, but very cool. And this makes me even more amped up to do interviews for May Mural Month to just get people thinking about how to get more jobs doing murals. Or if you've never dabbled into it, just remind you that right now we are going through a mural boom. Everybody wants things customized, murals and logos and all the things are of all the hits right now. And it's just, now is the time to do something like that. It might change in 10, 15, 20, 50 years. I don't know. But right now, murals are the thing that people will pay for and pay good money for. So to kick off this mural-themed month and week, I'm going to go over some of my commonly most asked questions around pricing and how to get mural jobs and what kind of supplies to use. And the first thing that I hear from people is that looks really hard, right? Painting large scale is intimidating. And I'm going to say, yes, you are fair to say that. It is very intimidating. The first wall that I ever looked at, I was like, so where do I start? What, use a really big brush, right? Like, somebody put a roller in my hand and they're like, try this. I was like, you use a roller? Like, I just came from college classes where I used oil paint and I used brushes with the paint thinner and all the things. And now somebody put a roller in my hand and gave me a gallon of brown paint in order to paint a tree. I was like, okay, here we go. And had that confusion and struggle has always kept with me. And so that is why I've created trainings within the Artist Academy to show you exactly how I do everything I do. But I want to share some of the freebies that I have. I think not a lot of people know that I have a lot of these things out there, but I have a completely free mural supply list. So when you are facing your first mural or one of your first few, or heck, if you just want to be nosy and find out the supplies that I use, I've made a full list. There is a link in the notes here, but you can just go to artistacademy.co/supply. That's artistacademy.co/supply. And you can download my art supply list with my mural supplies with paint and everything, but it also comes with a full video. This is like a 20-minute long video showing you exactly what the supplies look like. And I explain a little bit about why I choose this paint over the other. I show you the three types of ladders that I have in my studio. I show you how I put everything in a little cart and just roll it around with me. I show you everything. So if you are at all curious about what supplies to use, if you're like, am I using the best paint? Like, let me show you what paint I use, because I get jobs done really, really quickly. So go to artistacademy.co/supply. Again, the link is in the notes. So just click the link in the notes and it'll take you right to it. But that will have all of your questions answered about everything. I take you inside of my own art studio and show you. So moving on to the next one. After people are like, okay, so I understand kind of what paint to use and I've kind of done one in my home to practice. Like, how do I get other mural jobs? And there's so many ways to get mural jobs. And you'll hear from some of my coaching sessions in the Artist Academy I do coaching sessions with students and sometimes I put them on the podcast. So just different ways to get mural jobs. But my number one way that I personally have found the most effective, squirt gun to my head, it's to become the known artist in your area for that specific thing. So if not just muraling, for that specific style. So to be the logo artist in Springfield, or if you're in a much bigger city, I think you need to get a lot more niche than that. So like, you can't just be like the muralist in Sacramento, right? You have to be the muralist who does very modern day living room murals in Sacramento. Like, it's like you have to really niche down. And so to become the known artist in your area, I think that is the number one way to focus on it. And I think you do that a little bit combined with social media by, you know, getting on the local community pages on, like, Springfield has this Springfield Foodies group, and they just have different pages for different things, just a community group. There's a mom's group, and it's just showing up in your area and showing people what you do online in your specific region, not just shouting to all of the United States and all the people who follow you on Instagram. It's like really getting specific on focusing on your local area and showing people that specific thing that you do. And mine is painting large scale. And Springfield is a little big town, more little than big, I feel like, but I can get away with doing murals as a general thing or just painting large scale. So I did things like I got out and I pitched the zoo because I know a lot of people go there, and I did some work there. So people got to know my stuff and they could see, you know, my name at the bottom. And I've done probably 8 murals at the zoo. So when people take pictures with their kids, they go by and they see that. A lot of people go to the zoo, heavy traffic. I've done some murals downtown that are very eye-catching, put my name on it, you know, just things like that. I created a photo op mural area downtown when we needed it. There was hardly any art downtown. And so I just made my name known in that way. And recently, I'm going to share this because I'm still doing this. I moved to this town called Rogersville, which is 20 minutes outside of Springfield, maybe, if that. So it's a different town, much smaller. Like, I think our population is like 5,000 or something. But the Rogersville area, there's a lot of, I want to say there's probably more people than that, really big school district. But like, I think the Rogersville population is quite a bit smaller than Springfield. And there's not a lot of artists around here. Or if there is, there's not a lot that make themselves known. So just like I did with Springfield, I'm kind of in a way starting over. I'm not lacking on jobs here and I haven't moved to a completely new state. So it's not necessarily that kind of dilemma. But I want to make myself known in this rapidly growing town, Rogersville, as the artist in the area. So how I'm planning to do this with step one is basically just do something very similar than I did with Springfield with photo op murals. What I'm going to do here, I've had this idea for a while and I'm finally implementing it. I've decided to do this thing where I do little mini murals around town. And I think it's a lot easier to get a business to say yes to something that's less than $500. And so I combined my ideas with, okay, how do I do something that's fairly easy that I can do really quickly that is going to get me some attention to, you know, establish myself as the artist in the area? Something that I also think is fun, that I will enjoy, something that people will say yes to really easily. And that ended up coming to, stick with me here. I'm going to be painting little raccoons around Rogersville, because Rogersville, I was looking up in our history, we used to be known as the raccoon capital of the world back in like 19 something or 18 something. I don't know. It was a long time ago. We're not that anymore, but I'm still going to hold on to it because I like the idea. And sometimes the raccoon is used around this town sparingly, but just as kind of a, I don't know, an emblem of something. But so I'm going to take this raccoon idea and call him Roger the Raccoon. And I'm going to go around to businesses, say, knock on their door, say, hi, my name is Andrea. I'm a local artist. So one, they're going to get to know me. I'm going to say, hi, I have this. This is what I offer. If you don't need anything right now, that's fine. How about let's work together on this project that I'm creating? So I'm going to paint a very low, minimal Roger the Raccoon, maybe have it be like 2 feet by 3 feet. We'll probably paint it on polytab in my studio and then go and just wallpaper it up on these buildings. But with the permission, I'm going to do a couple probably for free to just start it, getting it going, and then charge per raccoon. Not a lot, maybe like $150, $200, something like that. And what that's going to create is I'm going to create a website for it as well for them, people to go to. And all of these raccoons around, it's going to be kind of like a scavenger hunt. It's like a fun, family-friendly type thing. And I'm going to eventually create a children's book with it. So selfishly, my other motive is I would love to, with my son Sky, he's a year and a half, so he's getting into the age of understanding things and pointing to things and all the, you know, reread books. And I would love to be able to read him the book of Roger the Raccoon, you know, creates mischief around Rogersville, or his adventures around Rogersville. And so we read this book at home about how he goes to the local Mexican restaurant and the grocery store, and he does little thing, cute things there. And then when we're out and about and we're driving around, he's going to point and be like, look, there's Roger at the local Mexican restaurant and at the Chinese joint and all these little places. And I think it would be so fun to do that with my son. And I think people would also enjoy it with their kids. And so that's the idea. It's starting now. And how I'm getting that implemented is I joined the Rogersville Chamber of Commerce. So they have their first meeting in a couple weeks. I'm going to go there, introduce myself, because all the businesses around town, not all of them, but some, join the Chamber of Commerce. And so I am going to be at that meeting raising my hand. Hi, I'm Andrea. I paint. I live here. I want to make our town better. And they're going to register me as an artist. So hopefully in the future, they will say, hey, Andrea, I need something painted, my logo, my mural, whatever, something way more than $150, right? But I'm going to say, you know, who wants to help me get this started? I'm going to explain it. This is not a completely new idea. I kind of done this in Springfield. Before that, people have done this before. My friend Whitney is in Houston, and just outside of Houston is this town in Texas called Laporte. Not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, but their community visitors center beautification project, people, city, things. They have this committee who they want to better the community and create more art and just fill it with fun, family-friendly things. And so they have hired her to paint seagulls. So one seagull per business, and the businesses opt in and they pay for it. And then the city hires her to paint it. So I won't have the coordinator, like she has the coordinator for it. So she just shows up and paints them and designs them and all the things. So I'm going to be the coordinator and the painter and the business behind it, which that's okay. I don't mind. So she paints these seagulls. So at the Italian restaurant, she paints it as a waiter and holding a plate of food. And then at the local boutique place, she paints it with a flower crown and fun, funky sunglasses. And it's like, just as she has a seagull per business, and it's like a fun thing to just go around and you can see how many you can find. And I'm like, I want to do that here. Nobody's doing anything in Rogersville at all. There's no murals here at all, not one. So, which is perfect. I love that. So if you're in an area where there's not a whole lot of art, that is where I think my specialty lies. It's like, okay, great. You're going to have to do a lot more footwork and a lot more trying to talk people into it. But the canvas is empty, and that's how I prefer it. There's not a ton of competition. So it's just, what's the term? Ripe for the picking? Something like that. Okay. So that is my plan. And that is what I suggest people do as well. Or if you're next to a town that doesn't have many artists, it's just, that is a great way to get your name known, is to go places where art isn't in the forefront and there's a lot of room to grow. So that is my plan. I hope that it maybe inspires somebody to take it, mold it into your own Roger the Raccoon style thing, and go do it. I think each raccoon, I haven't painted one yet, but I've designed them, and I've designed them very quickly. And I think it'll take me an hour to paint it, probably. But the long-term effects of it are going to be great, not just for my family, but just to get the name out there. And I think I'll do an episode about it in 5 years and say, this is what happened because I did this silly little project that was just really fun. And it dominoed into this in the long game. I'm always thinking in the long game. And lately, I'm more thinking of, since I do have the funds and the time, I'm like, okay, what can I do that helps my business, but it also is really fun for me? And so as I'm designing these, I'm like, I want to design it really cute. And so I'm just really a lot more lately leaning into what I want to do. There's so many ways to promote yourself as a muralist, for me too, for you too. But it's like, how do I want to do this that is the most enjoyable? What am I going to get the most fun out of? And I had a real talk with myself, and that's where these ideas are coming from. And that's how I created this one. And so yeah, that's my plans lately. Okay, so if you would like to come and learn from me in person, I'm hosting a mural meetup here in Rogersville at my house. We're painting in Springfield, and so you'll get to see the area. You'll get to see how I paint on Polytab and install it. I'm going to try to maybe have a raccoon ready so you guys can see exactly how I'm doing that. Maybe we can install one when the meetup is. But the meetup is June 6th through 9th. You do have to be an Artist Academy member to join it. But if you want to just join right before, sign up and then you can leave after, that's totally fine. But we have a lot of trainings. There's videos that I want you to watch beforehand, and I want to connect everybody within the Artist Academy beforehand. And that's where we have all of our group chats and all the things. So you have to be an Artist Academy member. Plus, I'll want you to just have a lot of information ahead of time. So you have to be a member to do it. But if you're not signed up yet, you can go to artistacademy.co/meetup. The link is in the notes. So don't do .com. So any of these. So I'm artistacademy.co/meetup, not .com, but just click the link and you'll see. I go over all of the benefits of coming to a mural meetup, what they are. This is the fourth year that I've been doing the meetups, and they're really great for people who have never painted a mural before, who just want to come learn without judgment with a bunch of other people who are just learning and have no idea what they're doing too. I love when people come and have a list of questions. We have had a couple of people in the past, like they have notebooks and they're like, excuse me, how long does that last? What exactly did you use? How exactly did you do your brush? And I'm like, perfect. Great. All the questions are great. Or if you're somebody who has painted a couple murals and you're like, I want to learn how to paint this faster, can you show me? And I'll be like, gladly. We have a 2-day, it's like a 2.5-day training where we paint a mural on site. We do a Polytab demo, a spray gun demo, a lift demo. We have a lift come out and we show you the proper way with proper safety gear, and you get to get up in it and the whole thing. We have group dinners and it's very, very affordable. I'll always keep these very affordable. It is $150 total for the weekend for group accommodations, for the lift training, And then we also go, it's admission to a museum with some of the best murals you'll ever see close up. It is amazing. When we first did this, our first one in Missouri, I was like, hey guys, we're all going to go to this art museum. And they're like, okay, cool. And then I just didn't explain it well enough. And afterwards, people were like, that was amazing. I'm like, I know, right? They're like, no, you said it was going to be cool, but like, you didn't say it was going to be that cool. I'm like, oh, okay. So now I'm really emphasizing, you have to come to this museum with us. It is some of the best landscape murals. It's just so impressive and it's so inspiring. And so we go to stuff like that. It is an art-filled weekend. I open up my house. We pack 2 to 3 people per room. You all get your own bed. Don't worry, you're not sharing beds. It's very much an artist slumber party. And there's also an option if you want, I book a local Airbnb as well, if you want a room to yourself. So just let me know what you want. But yeah, artistacademy.co/meetup. I have a full video there explaining all the things. But we also have a meetup coming up in October, which is a travel destination one. We're going to the Caribbean. I do not have an exact location and exact details ready for that yet, but I will have it if you go to that link. Eventually, I will have it in the next couple of weeks. It will be updated. So check back at that link if you would like, or just follow me on Instagram and I'll tell you. But we have another one in Italy coming up next spring. So spring of 2025. I know that's like a year away, but I'm planning out early for this next year. We are going to Italy, this island off the coast of Naples. I went there on my first ever Euro trip over 10 years ago, and I swore I would go back. And I painted on the walls of this hostel there 10 years ago, and I'm interested to see if it's still there. But I was talking to the owner, and we're going to go and paint different themes for different rooms. And that one will also be very affordable. So yeah, all of the information, just go to artistacademy.co/meetup. Highly, highly recommended. The meetups that are international are a little bit less for beginners. They're more of like, if usually people come to the Missouri meetups first and meet people and see how fun it is. And then they decide, okay, yeah, if this is right for them. And then they come to the international ones. Not always. There's definitely some people that I meet at the international ones for the first time, but it just depends on you. The international one is more, I love to paint and travel and all the things. So that's why I do this. It's also very affordable, like aside from your flight. It's about the same cost as the Missouri meetup. But the first time I started painting outside of my state and outside of my country, people started to view my brand as a higher leveled thing. Like it just, people are like, oh, this is the girl who painted in Thailand. And this is the girl, like she paints everywhere. And it made it more valuable. It made it just a little bit higher quality. And I just noticed that. And I was like, okay, great. I'm just going to go with this. They don't need to know that I just painted that for free. No, I'm not going to say it. But yeah, it's just people seeing that you're painting outside of your small hometown or your city, like going traveling other places, it does something for the brand. And that's another reason why I host these. You can come learn, you can come expand your brand, you can come for the fun, meet your new art best friend, all the things. So yeah. Okay. Another common question that I get is, how do I price these mural jobs? And I just want to say, I am constantly asking myself that question. Every time I get someone in, I'm like, okay, what is this going to cost? How much per square foot? How much time am I going to spend on this? And it all so much varies, and so much that I've created a 30-minute pricing video on this where I just open up my website and I go down and I say, I charge, you know, $5,000 for this one. I charge $8,000 for this one. I charge $1,500 for this mural. And I basically just go down my list of saying, you know, this is what I charge now. This is what I made the mistake of charging in the beginning. And I just show you exactly how I charge for my own mural projects. And that's not really a thing that I can show here on the podcast, which is why I made a video of it. So if you would like to get the art pricing guide and a video explaining exactly how I price my mural projects with examples, and it'll introduce you to our mural pricing calculator, which I'll explain in a second. Go to artistacademy.co/pricing guide. That's artistacademy.co/pricing guide. All of these links are in the notes, so it's way easier to just click the link. But, and since pricing is such a tricky, weird subject. Sometimes I still have problems with it. Sometimes, almost every time, I'm like, what do I charge for this? I don't know. Like, I have created this mural pricing calculator. So it's a web page where you go on there and you enter your square footage. So say it's a 10 by 10 foot wall. 10 by 10 is 100. 100 square feet. And like it's a, say it's a bedroom wall, and I'm doing big flowers on it, but not like realistic flowers. It's going to be just, you know, just very simple lines and fill in the shapes. And it's just, it's big. And it's on that 10 foot, it's going to cover the whole thing. I go on this mural pricing calculator and it asks me some questions. So it'll ask, hey, what's the surface type? Is it smooth or rough? So I'll say it's smooth because it's an indoor thing. But if it was brick, I'd put rough or corrugated metal, extra rough or whatever. And then it'll ask you if you live in what kind of cost of living area. So if it's a low, medium or high, I live in a low cost of living area. And Springfield, it's Rogersville, it's just, I mean, everything's dirt cheap around here. So it's like, it's pretty low. So I put that in, and then the coverage type, is it partial? Is it full coverage? And this one's partial coverage. And then the amount of detail. So it'll say a low, medium, or high. And I put in all of my stuff in here. So if it were to be flowers that were not super high detail, I'd put in low. And then it will kick out a price to me. And that is the price that I should pay. And I've gone back and forth on how to do this and what looks right. And I've asked people, and I've talked to artists, and we've used this calculator multiple times. So I finally found the back end calculations that work. And so say you get a number, say it was $1,500 for that. And you're like, actually, I live in a high cost of living area. Put it in, and then it's almost double that or whatever. Or be like, oh, actually, the wall isn't so super smooth. It's rough. Put it in, and then it's like, that's what it ups. So if you're ever confused about what to use, we have this. I've made this. It's within the academy. I am not giving it out for free because I would be a terrible business person if I gave literally everything out for free. But I show you how exactly what it looks like and how to use it and all the things on that pricing training thing. So, and if you want to use it, it's inside of the academy and it is available for you to use. And we're all using it in there, and it's helping me a lot. And just to get, and sometimes I'll even screenshot that and send it to my customers, be like, this is what it is. And like, if you want more detail, that's what it is. This is the average rate for this area. Like, okay, great. Anyway, the profitability of murals is unmatched compared to all of the other things that I've tried. I've tried to do canvases, not saying you can't, but it's just, I mean, I guess money goes where your focus goes, right? But man, just last month, I painted a mural in one day. We spent about 5 hours on it. I had a helper, and we used a spray gun and rollers, and we painted it in about 5 hours, and I charged $4,000 for that mural for one day. And me nowadays, I'm like, okay, great. That's my project for the week. And I didn't do anything for the rest of the week. I did projects. I just like not work projects. I did planning for my garden and playing with my son. And I tried a new recipe. I baked sourdough for the first time a couple days ago. I'm just so into learning all the things that are not necessarily art right now. And that's kind of a reason why I've been relying heavily on interviews lately for this podcast, because I've been doing a lot of things that are not, you know, the hustle anymore. I'm kind of out of that phase right now. And so I'm like, I'll just do some interviews and I'll talk to some really fun artists and get some tips. And it's, I really enjoy the conversations I have with them. I really like this podcast, but I haven't really felt all of that like energy to show up and be like, yeah, this is, let's go make money. Cause I'm just chilling back here. And so this mini mural session is just, I'll show you, you know, I'll share with you some of the free information I have and tell you how life's going and give you some tips, but that's what I have right now. So you're going to get some really cool interviews, but yeah. But what I am going to do is during May Mural Month, the whole month, I'm going to be sharing things inside of our Artist Academy group. I'm going to be doing live video on the mural projects that I have going on, showing lettering demos and just everything, updating the mural master program that we have inside of the Academy, where I show you exactly how to start your mural business from the ground up. Because that's the other thing. I've already completed, or I've already made all these trainings. And so they're there. And so I'm like, okay, now what do I do? Make sourdough. Okay, that sounds fun. So, but during May Mural Month, I'm going to be sharing some of those trainings, doing some new ones as I'm doing paintings, because I paint about 2 days a week. So for those 2 days a week, I'm going to be going live and answering your questions and all the things and putting more mural content, but the majority of it's already in there. So it's there for whenever you need it. So I painted 2 silos recently for my first ever silo. I was really excited about it. A little bit nervous, not sure how it was going to go. I painted a circle on one silo and then a pattern on the other one. And it went really well. Yeah, I used a helper and I'd say we did maybe 3 full days of work out there. Maybe. It kind of got broken up because of the weather and whatnot. And we ran out of gas on our lift and stuff like that. Just like funny things. But I charged $7,000 for those 2 silos. Did it in 3 days, had a blast. It was like, okay, great. Then I don't have to work for like the rest of the month. And yeah, that's where I'm at. It's just very laid back over here right now. I have a $20,000 mural bid in for late summer and then a $10,000 mural bid in for also late summer. And so knowing that I have those on the books, I'm like, I don't really feel like I need to hustle right now. I'm just going to paint raccoons around and, you know, focus on the long game. But this is life. So yeah. Okay. So I don't share that to brag. I'd share that to give you, I don't know, just a look inside of what it's like nowadays. Because if you listen to some podcast episodes way back when, even at the start of the year, I was like, yeah, I'm going to make $200,000 this year. Let's go. But also like working less than 30 hours a week. Now I'm like, can I do it working less than 20? I'm like feeling lazy. And I really just, there's so many other things to do. So that's my focus lately, is just sharing things that can get the job done faster, that can get you the bigger jobs, make streamlining the process easier with templates and, you know, invoice templates and proposal templates and just all the things. It's like, let me show you like all the hustle that I've done. That way I can make it easier for you. And just what supplies to use to get it done faster. So, okay, that's it. Just to recap, if you would like to see all of my mural supplies and all of the links to all of them. So if you want to buy anything, I have links to literally everything. If there's a brush on there, I have a link to it. If there's a paint on there, I have links to it, everything. Go to artistacademy.co/supply. Links in here. If you would like to join us for a meetup, artistacademy.co/meetup. And if you would like my pricing guide, where you want to be nosy and see exactly how I price my projects, artistacademy.co/pricing guide. All the things, all free. I mean, if you sign up for a meetup, it's like costs, but like hardly at all. So mostly free stuff. You're welcome. I know. You're welcome. So, okay. I'm going to get off here and I'm actually doing the first interview right now with Anat. She is going to be next week's episode and I'm so excited. I talked to her. We started our conversation in 20 minutes and I know it's going to be good because she has been doing this for 20 years or so. She is a veteran in the mural world and her work is so great. And so I'm so excited to talk to her in about 20 minutes. And then we will edit that episode and you will get it next week. Yep. Anat is going to kick off our May mural month. I hope you enjoy all of the content that's upcoming and I hope it inspires you to create murals because they are very profitable and very fun. And I love it. And I'm so glad that I did the work early on to get really good and fast and do the hustle early on because I'm sitting pretty now. And you can too. You can too. Okay, that's it. Okay. All right. Have a great rest of your week and I will see you next week.